and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
When I was diagnosed with breast cancer, both of my daughters were pregnant, and everything I was looking forward to turned into everything I was going to miss. First words, first steps, being there for my grandchildren, for my daughters. Today, those babies are three. I'm with them all the time. I don't know what's next, but I know I'm here today. My name is Alanthea Pena. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk, the official OPT network. CJ in the Boom Boom Room, along with KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners of the Susan G. Komen 2013 Race for the Cure. On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success, and the Small Emerging Businesses Program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. We don't care what part of the country you're in. On this Thursday morning, we welcome you to the OPT Network. If you're driving in, as always, there's some warnings we like to remind you about every single day. And this morning for us, it was foggy as we were traveling in on Highway 71. Of course, as you get closer to the city, the sun burns the fog off and it clears up. But because it is foggy before you get to the city, make sure that you've given yourself enough time to get there safely. And as always, as we're back to school, I think everybody is sort of easing back into the saddle. You know, you got to remember that when you're traveling through school zones, the traffic absolutely does slow. So that means that you've got to give yourself enough time to slow down through those school zones. Make sure that you're watching out for school buses, school kids, and school zones. Still lots of kids standing at bus stops unattended. And this is what I've noticed. Sometimes kids, you know, the bus stop is on one side of the street, and then you'll have kids that venture over to the other side of the street that are playing and just waiting for the bus and oblivious to everything that is happening around them. And so we've got to give ourselves the opportunity to make sure that we have the time to slow down. because so many kids are out there. Kids are walking to school. Some kids are riding bicycles. People are doing lots of things. And if you're in a hurry, we all know how it is. You don't want to slow down. You're trying to get there. Well, we're asking you to help our school bus drivers, help our crossing guards, and help our resource officers that are trying to make sure that all of our kids get in and get there safely. Y'all, it's Thursday. Can you believe it? The week has wound down yet again. And I said, I think people are easing into the saddle. I know for the parents that this is your first week of school. You're still trying to get paperwork. You're still trying to get fees paid. You're still trying to get documents signed. You're still dealing with, it's back to school fundraisers. Can you believe it? Fundraisers are starting. I mean, they literally look like they start the first day of school. But this is what we're saying about fundraisers this year. It takes a lot to make our school systems work, and it takes money. So let's all try to have a little bit of humility about that and make sure that, you know, you participate where you can and when you can. And then we want to ask all of you to support our kids as they're trying to get educated and do what school's asking them to do. Well, this morning, switching gears, I ask DC, as I do every single morning when we wake up, I say, how are you this morning? I say, you feeling good? And he said, you know what? I'm feeling good about possibility. DC, that is absolutely incredible. Feeling good about possibility. And it made me say, And so I want you to think about that proverbial question. Are you feeling good about the possibility? And what that means is that things that you don't know how they're going to happen, but you do understand, if you put yourself in that positive mental framework attitude, if that makes sense, positive mental attitude, the framework and framing of that, that anything that you believe, anything that you're willing to work for is possible. If you're willing to work and not quit. And DC said to me the other day as we were in the office, he said, well, we're just going to do what our board says. And I turned around and there it is, our yellow sticky on our dream board that says, don't quit. So I don't care how your week started. Today is a new day. And guess what? We've got brand new grace for today. So if you're traveling in this morning, do you dare to believe in feeling good about the possibility of what can be? What can be? Hey, that's a great thought to ponder. We're going to take a break here, everybody. You're on point. It's Thursday. The week has wound down. We're going to take a break, but we'll be back with more right after this. Stay with us. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure. Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
The concrete jungle, home to the Burger Devotee, adept at discovering deliciousness. The aroma of thick-cut applewood smoked bacon. The spicy, cool kick of habanero ranch sauce.
Woo!
Things that send a Burger Devotee's senses soaring. And McDonald's, hungry for their dedication, has just the thing to attract them. Three new quarter-pounder burgers, bacon habanero ranch, deluxe, and bacon and cheese. Only true devotees can spot burgers this good. And they're another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. Well, it's 7:47, and I know that if you've got to get there, you're probably on your way. It's Thursday, August the 22nd, and this segment is sponsored by SINLA Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program. Share today and shape tomorrow. Now, if you're 55 years old or older, you can get involved in this program. It is absolutely a wonderful program. It's volunteerism at its best, and you can not only volunteer and help someone else, help a child, but you can volunteer and get paid for it. You can get stipends or money that will not affect any of your benefits. You can also get mileage for any miles that you use up, and so much more. But here's how you go about getting involved. You just simply phone 318-484-2260 and ask them, what's this I'm hearing about the Foster Grandparent Program? And they're going to tell you all about it. Say, how can I share today and shape tomorrow? You know, there's a study out that shows that people are healthier and live longer when they volunteer. Yep, it's true. So all you've got to do, once again, phone 318-484-2260. Also, Hickson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hicksonhasit.com. And First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for over 60 years. Now, as it is football season, and as we were driving in this morning, we were thinking more and more about football season. A lot of schools on Friday nights are having their scrimmage games. And so we wanted to remember to remind you that as it is football time, it is also time that you can register your kids for football at Alexandria AAA Football. They're having registration on this Saturday at SINLA Sports from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And SINLA Sports, of course, is located at 5615 Coliseum Boulevard in Alexandria. Or for more information, you can phone Jody White, 318-446-0385. And every time I talk about AAA Football DC, we just can't say enough about that program And for those kids that may not be able to play at school for whatever reason, or their parents want to enter them in this league, what a great opportunity it is.
Excellent. It really is, Carlette. And you know, we know about it firsthand because that's the first football that young David Christmas played. And that's where he kind of got a lot of the fundamentals from.
And what I love, and I will say, I have said this and I will continue to say it, I love the men who take the time. And I think that's why we're so high on volunteerism, because they come after they get off work, after working a full day.
Yes.
And they really, really work with those kids, and they spend so much time with those young men, not only helping them with the fundamentals of football, but helping them to become young men.
Absolutely.
And so it is an incredible opportunity for you to get your kid involved if you want to get them up off the sofa. You know, we had parent night the other night at our young man's school, and we were talking to parents about getting their kids engaged. And before we move on, I just want to say this. You know, parents, we are the leaders in our homes. And I was saying to some parents that this summer we had taken video games out of our home, not because young David Christmas was punished, but because we felt like he wasn't engaging enough. We felt like even as he was playing sports, that he was somehow impaired by the video game. And so we made a concerted decision to take the video game out of the house. And it's tough. And one mom said to me on parent night, she said, "Ooh, you guys are good." No, we're not. You just have to make sometimes those executive decisions that will affect your kids. And as kids are trying to get reacclimated into being back in school, many, this is their very first full week of school. What we realize as parents is that, or I hope we realize, because it seems like the summer went by so quickly, that we have to transition our kids from sleeping all day and going to bed whenever they want to go, whenever they wanted to go to bed, and doing the things that they wanted to do. We have to get them acclimated now to a certain bedtime, get them back on their schedule for school, and it takes a lot. And so what we saw as parents is that the video game just, it doesn't fit. It doesn't fit into that scheme of organization. And as our kids progress in school and as they get older, the workload gets heavier. The commitment is more challenging. And so we have to help our kids to rise to those challenges by being implementers in our home, by saying, okay, now what we've done is we've said, as you become older, we want to give you more responsibility. We want you to be able to make those decisions for yourself, as you will be going off to college soon. And I'm wondering, for each of us as parents, what are we doing to prepare our kids for each level? Are we giving them the responsibilities and making them accountable, not only for their schoolwork, but for the things within school? And so it's a lot to it, as a newism would go. Uncle New would say, in various different situations, he'd say, it's a lot to this. Well, it's a lot to raising kids. It's a lot to school. And one of the things that we want our kids to start out with is making good grades, so they're not behind the eight ball, so that they're not getting behind. And then if they are going to go to college, they have the academic prowess to jump in and hit the ground running. And they also have the GPA to get into a good school, and they're ready in terms of testing, in terms of ACT and SATs and the things that they will need for the next level. So that's just food for thought this morning as we are all trying to figure it out. And I don't think, DC, anybody really has it sort of down pat. We're all trying to get into the flow. We're all trying to create the organization. So, you know, we're all just a work in progress, really, literally, in getting our kids geared up. But I think that if we lead as parents and we just go ahead and put our foot down and we say, okay, this is what we're going to do, and we're going to take some things out for our kids' betterment, they may not like it at that moment, but eventually they will appreciate those hard decisions that we have to make as it pertains to them and as it concerns their academic futures. And so we can be the change that we want to see in our homes by simply what? Just doing it. And it's tough, I know, but your kids will love you for it in the long run. And it's okay to be the heavy. You know, we don't always have to have our kids agree with everything that we do. Hey, I got to take a break here. But when we come back, we've got some great information that we think will really, really help your life, especially if you're a couple and you're in a relationship. So you'll want to stay on point for this. We're going to take a break, but we'll be back right after this. Stay with us, everybody.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday, extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
My shot. Man, what a glorious summer day.
Joe's surprisingly cheery response can be traced to what's in his golf cart cup holder.
Try again. These trees are majestic.
It's the McCafe line of delicious, rejuvenating beverages. Joe's enjoying the delicious wonder of the new blueberry pomegranate smoothie, made with blueberries and raspberries with a splash of pomegranate juice. And speaking of splash...
Man, I love golf.
There's always something new to love from McCafe. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Your children are your heart, and their education is important. But it can leave your pocketbook on life support. So where do you turn to take care of your little dear's back-to-school needs? No other place than Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. With their great back-to-school loan special, rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty discounts and a 12-month payment plan, you can get up to $2,000 today. So don't stress. Let Heart of Louisiana take care of your little heart this school year. Hurry in. Offer ends August 15th. Give them a call at 473-4562 or visit them on the web at heartcu.org.
APR equals annual percentage rate. Quote rate is the lowest available rate and will be based on your credit score. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. We will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana loans with this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA. Limit one back to school loan per household.
The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official
OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back. If you're just getting started or you're on your way, it's 8 a.m. Today is Thursday, August the 22nd, and this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Red River Bank. Every day, extraordinary banking. Don't forget about their reinvestment summit happening August the 29th. You can go to their website and register for that. We'll give it a little bit later in the show. McDonald's of Alexandria and the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. Now, switching gears just a little bit this morning from our kids to ourselves, talking about highly successful couples. And, you know, I was talking to a friend the other day, and we were talking about marriage, and we were talking about relationships. And sometimes people feel like, especially if they're divorced and they've moved on to another relationship or another marriage, they start to wonder about why some couples are highly successful and others aren't. Why some couples stay in relationships, especially tough relationships, DC, and why others don't. And when I had that question posed to me, because God knows if you've been in a relationship for a long time, or you have been in a long-term relationship, which are really, it's really semantics, they're interchangeable, you're gonna go through some challenges. And when she said, I wonder why some people are able to stay through certain things and others aren't, and she said, I've always wondered about that. And as that question went into the atmosphere, I started to say, you know, that's something to think about. And then I thought about it and I said, I think it has a lot to do with grace. And sometimes we are very unforgiving of each other. Sometimes we hold our significant others up to a level and a standard that they could never really reach. And then we look at ourselves as perfection or near perfection. And we look at the other person's shortcomings, and we're really not that forgiving. And so I said to her that personally for me, I believe the reason why our marriage has sustained the test of time is because I look at the heart of David Christmas, and I know who he is, and he knows who I am, and he looks at my heart. And so when you really look deeper than the surface, what you realize is that everybody has to give something, and no one is above giving of themselves. And so I came across this article that talked about highly successful couples and how they become highly successful. And one of the things that we have come to understand about success in relationships is that you have to make your relationship a priority. And in this day and age of multitasking, of computer technology, of all the things that the world has become, we can sometimes forget that our relationships need to be our priority, even above our children. And then there are those people that have no problem saying to you, my kids come first. My kids, my kids, my kids. And I really, DC, think that that is one of the first drawbacks, is when you put your kids first, because your kids just don't belong first. And then so they went on in the article, DC, to talk about that they didn't allow, this is highly successful couples now, they didn't allow the importance of their relationship to be derailed. They understood that no matter the situation, the circumstances, the kids, the activities, the jobs, the careers, and everything that is encompassed in having a relationship, they would not allow their relationship to be derailed. So they understood that in order to be content, mm-hmm. happy, and satisfied, that the first thing that they had to do was to be successful, they had to enjoy spending time together.
Right. So what you're saying is, they're saying that if you do put your kids first, you're going to have some problems?
They're saying you're going to have some problems because the other person is going to feel left out.
Because they're not first.
Because they're not first. And so the kids' needs, but then they went on to say that sometimes couples, both parties in the relationship can sometimes be guilty of it, where you have invested, and I don't believe that the article or anyone is insinuating that we don't invest in our kids. Who doesn't want the best for their kids? Who doesn't want to see their kids do better than what they did and excel and have the best and be the best?
Right.
But what they're saying is that we have to begin to prioritize. And we've seen it so many times. We've seen people that their kids are athletically inclined. They're superstars. And this is what holds the family together, the football games, the baseball games. And then when the kids graduate, we look up and we say, we saw them tailgating. They were having fun. They were enjoying. But they realized that the only thread that they had was the kids. So now what they're saying, and this is highly successful couples, and this is research and interviews with couples that they consider to be highly successful, said one of the things that they had to do was to make sure, this is important, to make sure that they truly enjoy each other. And so for those people that are sort of having challenges with that, and, you know, as I was reading the article, you know who I thought about immediately? Couples that I thought about that really enjoy each other. I thought about Hank and Jean Williams. I thought about Brent and Andrea Christmas. I thought about all the couples that we know. I thought about us. That you see them together and they have no problem being together. In fact, you can literally see that they enjoy being together, and it's just about being. It's not about having kids there. It's not about games. It's just seeing people enjoy being together. And so I guess the question is this. If you have not always enjoyed being together, or there was a time when you did enjoy being together, but over time that has changed, how do you get back the joy of just simply being together?
You're asking me?
I'm asking you.
Man, Carlette,
that's a
work.
Tough one.
It takes work to do that. I mean, you can't just, in any time, if you run a car off the road, it's a job to get it back onto the road. I mean, you know, that's just with anything. Once you go off course, you know, there's steps that you need to take to get back on course. Now, how does a person or a couple do that? It just depends on where they are. I mean, you know, because, you know, you could be slightly off course or you can be way off course.
Mm.
And, you know, you have to start with that first step. You know, the journey of 1,000 miles starts with the first step. And I think it's very interesting to really take an inventory of where you are, and to, if you still love that person and your relationship is off course, then your goal is to get it back on course.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing you have to really come into acceptance about and agree with yourself about is that I want this and I want to get it back on track.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing that has to be. Because if you
so do you think you need to literally verbalize that to your significant other?
I think you need to, first of all, verbalize it to yourself. Mm. I think you need to know within yourself, between you and your innermost self, what is your goal for the relationship. And once you decide that I want my relationship and I want it to work, then comes the work with getting with your significant other, not forcing them to do anything, but getting them to see the same thing that you saw. And right there, you at the beginning stages of getting your relationship back on track.
That's
so you, the first thing both of you have to do is come to an agreement that, look, we're off track here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know what got us off track, because it could be a bazillion reasons
mm-hmm.
why a relationship goes off track. But we both have to be in this on the same accord when it comes to getting back on track.
Right. And then I think when you have that inventory of self and looking at self, because we have said this I don't know how many times, but it is so hard to look at one's own self.
Absolutely it is.
But really, the truth of the matter is this, is that when a relationship is derailed or goes off course, mm-hmm. it's not just one person or it's not just one reason.
Right.
It's really a culmination.
Well, now, sometimes it could be one person. I mean, that's not that unlikely for it to be one person that has just gone astray and the other person's looking saying, wow, is it me?
But,
is it something I'm doing?
But,
and you can't, you know, you that other person has just gone off the deep end.
But it, but did one person do something that?
But what I'm saying, though, Carlette, is there, the point I'm making here is mm-hmm. that relationships can go off course for a bazillion
right,
different reasons.
Right.
There's so many different variables. You know, there. You know, so.
So are you saying that's really not important?
Exactly. What's happening is not the concept of getting it back together. Mm-hmm. Is that we both have to come to an agreement that we want this to work. Because let's say one person say, "Hey, I want this to work," and the other person's like, "Okay, I'll see you later." They show absolutely no interest in it working.
Mm-hmm.
They've given up. What do you do? I don't know. But unless this is just my belief, I've studied behaviors. My belief is that if both parties don't agree that they want it to be successful or want it to work, then
that's a deal breaker, really.
I think if both people don't agree. If one person in the relationship decides that, look, I just, and a lot of times that person won't say they want out or that they don't want it to work, but their actions mm-hmm. are stating that fact
mm-hmm.
that I don't want to be in this anymore. But they're saying, oh, I love you and I want to be with you, but their mm-hmm. actions are completely different from the words that are coming out of their mouth. And I think at some point, you just hold on 1 second.
All right. And so really, I think what David is saying is that your actions and your intentions have to match. And if you're going to be one of those highly successful couples in making your relationship a priority, then you have to start with yourself. And oftentimes we look to the other person and we look to all of their idiosyncrasies. We look to everything that they've done wrong. We look at the other person and we don't look at ourselves. So if you're going to be highly successful, I think one of the first things that you have to do is look at yourself and do as you said, DC. You have to take that inventory of self, and it starts right there. And I was saying while you were on the phone that sometimes people mm-hmm. really look at, because I know I did for a long time, I looked at all of your idiosyncrasies, everything that was wrong with you, and forgot to look at what was wrong with me. So it takes a whole lot. And we're talking about highly successful couples and being able to, first of all, say to yourself, we want to get back on track. We don't want to live as roommates or as strangers. We want to be what we started out to being. And so this is a great article that we believe is going to help a lot of couples say, we got to do some things. Hey, everybody, I got to take a break. You're on point. It's 13 after. We'll be back right after this.
When I was diagnosed with breast cancer, both of my daughters were pregnant, and everything I was looking forward to turned into everything I was going to miss. First words, first steps, being there for my grandchildren, for my daughters. Today, those babies are 3. I'm with them all the time. I don't know what's next, but I know I'm here today. My name is Alanthea Pena. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica! Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I am the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fanny Gordon, owner and operator of Fanny Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Iviana Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Southern Heritage Bank. They're an independently owned community bank meeting the financial needs of our community. Also, Get Wired Satellites for the best deals, the best information, the best channels, plus HD. Jeremy Clary and Get Wired Satellites. They've got an incredible team. The number 318-767-2220. Just phone them and they'll tell you how to get on point with Get Wired Satellites. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, serving Rapides Parish and surrounding areas for all of your home, auto, and life insurance needs. The number to phone, 318-487-1881. And the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action Program. Now, if you're just joining the show this morning, we're talking about highly successful couples and what they do to be highly successful and to remain highly successful. And so the next thing that I want to talk about is after you hopefully, if you've gotten on to off track and you really do that self inventory and you decide within yourself, and but you guys have to come together and say, okay, yes, we're going to make it work. We've gotten off track. Well, the next thing that's going to happen, and we all know, if you've been in any relationship, successful couples have to learn how to fight skillfully. And after we had Jim and Elizabeth Carroll on, they are the founders of the Marriage Boot Camp, and they're also, you can watch them on Bridezilla as well. We had them on a couple months ago. And one of the things that they were talking about as well is what highly successful couples need to do. And one of the things that they said was to fight skillfully. And after that conversation, DC and I started talking about the way that we have our heated fellowship. And DC, you said, I don't know if you do you remember what you said? You said, yeah, we fight skillfully, otherwise we wouldn't still be here.
Yes.
And a lot of people really don't understand how to fight skillfully. This is what the experts say in a conflict, that you have to be fair and you have to be generous. Now, how easy or hard is it to be fair and generous in conflict?
And I'm going to tell you one thing I noticed, and I think I learned this early on in our relationship. I mean, very early. You have to be very careful about saying malicious stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, you know, you can't just let words that you don't mean fall off your lips, because that stuff has a lasting impact, you know, and that's what the other person in the relationship starts to think that you really believe about them.
Mm-hmm.
And it can really hinder your relationship, and it causes a lot of repressed resentment.
That's absolutely right. And I think, did we make that decision consciously, or was that just an instinctive decision?
Man, I just think it was a blessing from God, Carlette, because we didn't know what we were doing. I mean, at that time, we were 16, 17, 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had absolutely no idea. I believe God has had his hand on our relationship from day one,
because
I was a fool. And it ain't no other way. There's no other way to put that. But just say it like it is and just keep it real. I was a fool.
And you know what? It's funny because I tell my closest friends, I'd say, yeah, that's my fool. And really the definition biblically of a fool is a fool just doesn't want.
You can't tell them that.
Yeah.
Fool, go sit down.
Yeah.
My grandmother used to say, fool.
A fool doesn't want to be disciplined. They don't want to be told anything.
Don't hear anything.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't hear.
And that's why you have to really know that person's heart. And as you said, whether it was conscious or unconscious, we did understand that there were some things that were off limit. And one of
Absolutely.
The things that Jim and Elizabeth Carroll said, who are the founders of the Marriage Boot Camp, is they said that when you say things, just as what you said, you say things like, I never loved you, or I never wanted to be married. And I said to them, I said to Jim, because he said that, I said to me, if I was having an argument with my spouse and he said that to me, that's almost a game changer. That is a game changer.
Absolutely. And not only that, you know, you've got people, I know, you know, especially when I was living around the New Orleans area, I knew guys that would call their wife a B in a minute.
Right. And to me, that's
wow.
Right. And to me, that's there are certain things that.
Well, it just rips at a person's
right.
being.
Right. And see, I think this is really, really critically important. And I believe that there are a lot of couples out there that are listening intently, trying to figure it out. And when you're in a relationship, nobody knows that person probably better than you.
Absolutely.
But most importantly, nobody knows how to rip away at that person's soul better than you.
And Carlette, that is absolutely true. And that is why outsiders will always come in and come through your spouse to try to figure out who you are and how to rip you up.
Mm.
That's why it is so important to be on one accord and be a family unit. Because if you're not, you're prey for all types of, especially in sales. You know, I've been in sales a long time. And salespeople pride themselves on coming into your relationship and dividing and conquering you. In other words, I'm going to pick one of y'all. It's probably the weaker person.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to get all the information I need to steal your money from you.
Well, and that's what the serpent did.
And not only that, other predatory type people, basically what they do is they look into your relationship and they see where your weaknesses are and they start to rip away at that stuff to try to gain from you whatever it is that they're ferreting out.
Right. And that's why it's so essential that if you've gotten derailed, that you use, and we say buffet style, you use this as a buffet and you take what you like
and you
right,
use
cause
it.
Right, some people out there are not having any problems at all.
Absolutely.
You know, marriages are beautiful. Everything's great.
But, you know,
but for those few people out there that are having right. a couple of problems,
right.
you know.
This might be something.
Yeah, just take it buffet style.
You can use, exactly. And so it reminded me of what happened with Adam and Eve, and the serpent did go through the weaker vessel. He went to the woman. He tricked
and that's
her.
Not to say that the woman is the weaker vessel in today's society. We want to make that distinction. You know, that's where he went then.
Right. Right. Well, I still think that, you know, if you're going to line up with what the scripture said, the man has to be the head.
Yes.
You know, and sometimes, especially in a relationship, if a woman is not getting what she needs, or a man, but I'm just talking about the woman right now. She's not getting what she needs from her husband. He's not telling her she's attractive. He's not telling her she looks good anymore. He's no longer affirming her. Then that opens the door for someone else to come in and begin to affirm her.
Right.
And it's the same for men.
If that is true, but that doesn't make the woman the weaker vessel because that, you know, that can happen to anybody.
Right.
You know, a woman wants to be loved and appreciated and she wants to be
affirmed,
solidified.
Right.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean,
and
you know,
so does a man, doesn't
and
he?
And so, of course, but when a woman has to go through that type of situation, you know, that doesn't make her weak. You know, that makes her vulnerable.
Okay.
Know?
And that's a better word.
Yeah.
That makes her vulnerable.
And so it's up to her spouse to give her what she needs. And every woman don't need to be doted over constantly.
Right.
You know, and that's what it is. You have to find what makes your relationship go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what may be good for one relationship, another couple may see that as, yeah, that's too much.
Absolutely.
But it's what floats your boat.
Exactly.
And you have to find and unlock that combination to your spouse's lock.
Absolutely. And I think that is so eloquently said. And that's really, really true, because people look at us all the time. And some of my friends say, I don't know how you stand being around your husband all the time. But for us, that's something that we're just totally okay with. And as you said, it's a combination that doesn't work for everybody.
Absolutely. And it's been like this for the last 25 years.
Right.
You know, this is how we've been. So
this is all we know.
We enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. And we do. We enjoy it. We love it. And it works for us. It's not the way. It's a way.
A way.
And so one of the things that we want you to remember is to find a way to fight successfully. Fight skillfully where you're not hurting anybody. Coming up, we're going to have more on this incredible article about what highly successful couples are doing to remain that way. It's 28 after 8 o'clock Central Standard, 9:28 Eastern, and you're on point.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people,
owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
My shot. Man, what a glorious summer day.
Joe's surprisingly cheery response can be traced to what's in his golf cart cup holder.
Try again. These trees are majestic.
It's the McCafe line of delicious, rejuvenating beverages. Joe's enjoying the delicious wonder of the new blueberry pomegranate smoothie, made with blueberries and raspberries with a splash of pomegranate juice. And speaking of splash...
Man, I love golf.
There's always something new to love from McCafe. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Your children are your heart, and their education is important, but it can leave your pocketbook on life support. So where do you turn to take care of your little dear's back-to-school needs? No other place than Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. With their great back-to-school loan special, rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty discounts and a 12-month payment plan, you can get up to $2,000 today. So don't stress. Let Heart of Louisiana take care of your little heart this school year. Hurry in. Offer ends August 15th. Give them a call at 473-4562 or visit them on the web at heartcu.org.
APR equals annual percentage rate. Quote rate is the lowest available rate and will be based on your credit score. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. We will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana loans with this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA. Limit one back to school loan per household.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avol's Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by J&J Exterminating, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, McDonald's of Alexandria, also St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital. Don't forget about those free mammograms. All you've got to do is phone 318-487-1122. Diane Kitts is the contact person. We're going to be telling you more about how you can be the change in fighting breast cancer. Also, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence. And Davis One Stop in the heart of Cheneyville. If you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is in the heart of Cheneyville. Now, DC said, Carlette, if you don't hurry, you're not going to be able to get through all of the steps because we're talking so much. But thank you guys for your phone calls and for your text messages. It's helping a lot of people. And there is a lot to being in a successful relationship. And I guess you don't really know how success is defined. And I think it's defined differently for everybody. And we want to thank all of those people for listening and for really, really getting involved in this conversation with yourself. And one of the other things I just want to revisit before I leave fighting skillfully is something that the researchers said that I think is powerful for everybody, because we all have a tendency to do this. It says successful couples fight, but they have to do it skillfully and in a way that leaves the relationship stronger, not weaker. And one technique that they employ in their choice of words, for example, the University of California, Berkeley researchers looked at and quote-unquote connected couples and discovered that they tend to use plural pronouns, we, us, and ours, rather than singular pronouns, I, me, mine. How many times have you said, this is my house, these are my kids, especially for blended families, mine, 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 my car? Well, when you use pronouns, DC, like that, you're going to have some problems.
Yes, you are.
Especially in blended families, or especially in those relationships where one person gets territorial. My, I pay that car note.
It's my truck.
That, right. Or I go to work. I don't buy what I boat. Want. Don't mess with my boat.
Hey, you can have my kids.
Oh, don't
mess
come
with my
on.
Boat.
No, you didn't. I can't believe you said that.
Don't mess with my boat.
But they say we should use pronouns like we, us, and ours. And it really goes a long way. And if you are one of those I, my, me, and mine type persons, then, hey, I'm just saying you might want to consider we, us, and ours. It goes a long, long way. And financial, you know, we had a caller that said, you know, financial stress is some of the hardest things to get through in a relationship. And it just really is. And so when you can be on one accord, it helps. So the next thing they say, DC, is that successful couples have to seek and offer forgiveness. They may not forgive and forget, but they do have to forgive. And as T.D. Jakes said, let it go.
Mother, go ahead and read other ones off.
Okay.
So they'll at least have them. And they may want to write them down or something.
Okay.
Just go ahead and read them off, and then we'll come back in.
All right. And so the next thing that couples need to do, successful couples, is they need to make sure that they're in it for the long haul. Boy, that is loaded. Make sure that you are in it for the long haul. The next thing to do is to make sure that you're positive about each other. Being positive about each other. All right, number six. Successful couples learn and grow together. Number seven, successful couples never, listen to me, they never stop dating. Number eight, successful couples bring each other joy. Powerful. Number nine, successful couples adhere to the 60-40 rule. Boggs and Miller also discovered that marriage masters have a high level of selfishness. Walter, for instance, whom they interviewed, told them, I'll never forget what my mentor told me, my wife and me, before we got married 42 years ago. He looked at us and said, most people think marriage is 50-50. He said, it's not. It's 60-40. Which way? I'm fixing to tell you. You give 60, you take 40, and that goes for both of you. It was a principle Walter said he and his wife adhered to faithfully. This is after 42 years of marriage. So he said, it's 60-40. You give 60, you take 40. And that goes for both of you, he says. What do you think about the 60-40 rule? That's a new one.
I think the 60-40 rule is a good rule, but I don't think that's something that we've been operating in. That may be able to help us out more.
Yeah, that is great information.
I've been operating on 70-30. Me.
Okay. You just decided to throw that in. All right. The last thing they say about successful couples is that you have to have shared values. And that's critically important. When asked about her successful relationship of 58 years, Emma says at age 87, she smiled proudly and said, it's quite an achievement. Now, this is after 58 years. It's important to have the same basic values. In other words, if you're a free spender, marry someone who understands that about you. I love that.
Right.
Yes. Don't marry somebody, and she goes on to say it, that's frugal.
A mooch.
Yeah. You need to marry someone who understands you and what you like. And she said that is one of the stumbling blocks in a marriage. And she says, go ahead.
We had a caller call right now saying finances was one of the
biggest stressors.
Exactly, in relationships.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if finances are not right, you know, that is a real strain on a relationship. So if you're a person who likes to spend and mm-hmm. you're single right now with no kids, if you marry somebody, you know, you need to make for certain that they understand that you know, like spending your pocket change on
right.
the side, and that person is going to be able to sustain that type of lifestyle for you.
Absolutely.
Because once you go into a relationship, you know, all the money goes into a community pot.
In some cases, not in all.
Right. In some cases, you know, if you can't pool your finances, it's difficult because, you know, money has you.
Mm-hmm.
And if the money has you, you know, your first love is money. You got a problem already.
Already.
Yeah, that's a problem.
And I think
you can't pool the cake, you know, and that doesn't mean, and like, for instance, if one of the person in the relationship is making $60,000 and the other person is making $25,000, you know, then it shouldn't be I make 60 or
and you just make 25
and this person makes 25. It is we make 85.
Right.
You know, that's what we make.
Right.
And, you know, as the.
But do you see, you know, now we are old school and a lot of new school couples are not doing it that way.
Right. And I have the personal belief that if you're part in that money like that, it's going to get in the way.
Mm-hmm.
That's just what I think. Now, you have some people who can do that. They're just understanding. Parties agree on it, and I think they're okay with it. It's been like that since they started.
But does that go back to
okay with it?
I, me, and mine.
Yes, that's what you're saying. This is my money.
Mm-hmm.
And do you need to borrow from?
And at some problem,
no, I'm not going to loan you any because you don't pay back.
And at some point, that could be problematic. And what she said was right on point about marrying somebody that understands you. And I made a concerted effort that I wanted to marry a man that would be generous to me, that I wouldn't have to go to the store and buy an outfit or buy a pair of shoes and hide it. And then when he wasn't looking, go put it in the closet and then unveil it. And he says, is that new? And I said, oh, this old thing? No, I made a decision long ago that I would marry a man that would be generous, that would want me to have.
How did you know I was in high school? I was in junior high.
But
how did you know?
I just knew your heart. I knew your heart. I knew the coins that we had as children, how we shared them. And I just knew. And instinctively,
you knew you had a hustler.
I knew that I had a man that wanted and really, really wanted the best for me. And I think that's important. And if you have somebody that is frugal, then it's always going to be a problem because then you're going to get deceptive.
What is that?
What?
We gotta take a break.
Hey, everybody. It's Thursday. Are you guys having as much fun with the possibilities as we are? I sure hope so. I gotta take a break. We're back, everybody, right after this.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD.
In HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition
with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Walker Automotive Group. When others won't, Walker will, serving Central Louisiana since 1919. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Also, get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf, serving Avoyelles Parish. Now, if you're just joining the show this morning, we're talking about highly successful couples and what they do and how we can all get better. And I think that nobody is foolhardy enough to think that their relationship is so successful that it can't use, you know, some touch-ups, some reminders every once in a while. But this was an article that we just wanted to share with you guys. We thought it would be a cool thing to do, especially as we are all, if we have kids, we're all wrapped up in our kids' success and the things that we want for our kids. And we have quite a few friends, and many of us do in this day and age, that are what we call blended families. And I think that when you have a blended family, then you have to really work even harder, because there is always that tendency to say, that's my child. You know, and really, to me, when you say that, you're saying, that's not your child. You're not his or her father. You're not the daddy. And that in itself creates, what'd you say? You're not, DC said, you're not the boss of me. And really, you're saying, not only are you not the boss of me, you're not the boss of my child. And so as it pertains to blended families, DC, we have to really, really make sure that couples are on the same accord.
Absolutely. And you really have to be careful about what you let your kids see. Because if you let your kids see you get divided, mm-hmm. then they're going to learn how to divide and conquer you, mm-hmm. and they're going to start to cause problems.
Mm-hmm. And this is one of the things that parents in blended families, I think it is an absolute 100% must, that when you have children, regardless to how your children feel about your spouse, one of the first things that you have to say to those kids is that you may not love him or her right now, but you absolutely will respect. You will respect that person as an adult.
Absolutely.
And a lot of parents, especially in blended families, don't set those ground rules initially. And that in itself will create strife. It will create problems. And anytime you say to a man, and this is what I have learned over my almost 25 years in marriage, if you ever say to a man that you would not allow him to discipline your children or your child, you don't want things to happen down the road, and then when the wheels literally fall off and the child is unruly and you as the woman can't do anything with him.
Well, the Bible says they'll shame you.
That's what it says. It says they will shame you. They will bring you to shame. And then you don't let the other person, whomever, man or woman, discipline the children, then somebody says to you, you see, if you would have allowed me to discipline, especially with young men, DC, and mothers, we're guilty of it all the time. Don't you talk to him like that. You didn't have to say it like that. And when we don't allow our children to be disciplined, they will bring us to shame, and then it's too late. And so that's why I believe one of the things, and they didn't say this, but I think one of the critical and essential things that successful couples need to have is good communications. Not just one person having a monologue, but a dialogue. And I'm not talking about a screaming match. I'm talking about really understanding and hearing. And DC and I really, really work on this daily, because sometimes he tells me things and I hear it, but it doesn't go down in me so that I receive it. And last night I had that moment where I had to step back. And when you love somebody and you trust somebody that's not going to lie to you, that's going to be honest with you, that is going to tell you what they see. And I had to literally meditate on that all night. Some of us do not, in relationships, want to receive correction. We hear it, and it's like our kids. It goes in one ear and out the other. But when you really, really learn to be true to yourself, you say, I know this person loves me. You trust that they love you, DC.
Right.
So why wouldn't you receive? The person that loves you is not going to, most times, it's not going to tell you anything that's going to hurt you.
Right, but most of us are self-righteous. And it's very important when we're having a discussion or heated discussion or whatever it is, or one spouse is trying to instruct the other on a better way to do things,
mm-hmm.
it's very important that we don't just hear it to get through it. In other words,
mm-hmm.
I hear you so you can stop talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we really need to hear it and process it and see. You know, we have to have conversations with, well, this is just how I do it. I have to have a conversation with myself, because I try to be an open-minded person. So if you say something to me, I'll say, well, wow, I didn't really realize that I was doing that. I'm going to have to process that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I process stuff.
Right.
I'm a processor of information, and I consciously process it. You know, I don't wait to subconsciously process anymore. I used to do that, and then I may not get to it for 5 years. So now what
you may
I
not
do,
get to it for 5 years.
Yeah, I may not get to it for 5 years. I may not hear what you said today for five more years because I'm not letting it in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's perfect information that will help me. But because I'm not letting it in, it's of no use to me.
Mm.
You know, it doesn't matter how good that information is. But now that I've grown older and wiser, and I look over the past and see times that you've said things and I didn't hear them and it ended up working out where I said, I should have did this. And you say, I told you that 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
You see, so now what I try to do now is listen, let it in, process it, and then try to change the behavior.
Absolutely. And I think that's right on point. And we,
so, you know, and back to my point, you don't want to have a conversation and you say to me, hey, you do this, and I say, oh, okay, I'm gonna stop doing that. And really, I didn't let that in.
Right.
I said that to get you off my back.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say it because I thought that I needed it and it was gonna help me. And that's where we used to go wrong at a lot. Let's mm-hmm. just get out of this. I don't want to fuss. I don't want to argue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's just be happy.
Right. Let's just get out of it. But nobody yeah. really took
anything
away. Right. And as we get older, we get a little bit deeper in our thought processes. And you know what? We can all use work on our relationship. And when you think you can, I think that's when you really have a problem. If you think you have it all together, nobody ever really does. We're all.
Well, that's the beginning of the end. When you think you know everything.
That's the beginning of the end.
No, that's it.
We're all just a work in process, in progress, aren't we?
It's over. Once you got a spouse that knows everything, shucks, the fat lady's warming up.
Uh-oh, she's warming up. Well, you know what? It has been a delightful conversation. It has been enlightening for us. And you know what? We take as much away from these conversations as hopefully you do. We read this information and we want to share it with you because we want you to be better readers. We want you to be better purveyors of information. And I say it all the time, knowledge is power, but it can only be powerful when we use it. And if you think that some of the things that we talked about today are you, you may not have to go and admit that it's you. As DC said, have a conversation with yourself and then begin to change yourself. And once you begin to change yourself, I think that you begin to see change in other places. Hey, I want to remind you before we've got to go that tomorrow is Friday and it is Real Women, Real Talk. And it promises to be a very, very interesting conversation. So we want to make sure that you join us on Friday for Real Women, Real Talk. Hey, everybody, thank you guys so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. We love you. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself and don't forget to be the change that you want to see. Remember, change starts with you. And it starts with me. For David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe Thursday. And God willing, we'll see you right back here on Friday for Real Women, Real Talk.
Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Got no place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed. Don't worry, be happy. The landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate. Don't worry, be happy.
Look at me, I'm happy. Don't worry, be happy. Hey, I give you my phone number. When you worry, call me. I make you happy.
You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our mission is to encourage,
uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1 or log on to www.onpoint.com.